तो हमारे साथ अभी जुड़ी है भारतीय वंश की ऑस्ट्रेलियन थिएटर आर्टिस्ट मनाली दातार। मनाली जी, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है SBS हिंदी पर। कैसी हैं आप?
Hi, मैं ठीक हूँ. And also, the reason I'm mostly going to speak English in this interview is because I speak Marathi a little better, but I don't speak that much Hindi, so I'll just keep it mostly in English.
आप भारत से ऑस्ट्रेलिया कब आई?
So I arrived in Australia when I was 7 with my family.
तो थिएटर आर्टिस्ट बनने का सपना आपने कब देखा?
I think I was about 5 or 6 in India when my parents started putting me in dance classes and singing lessons, maybe singing lessons from when I was like 4 when we moved to Australia. It was just putting me in lessons straight away. It was kind of something I knew I always wanted to do.
तो ये फैन गर्ल के बारे में हमें कुछ बताइए, क्या कथा है इसकी, क्या थीम है?
Sure. Fangirls, एक म्यूजिकल है. Fangirls में एक लड़की है और शी इज अ ह्यूज फैन ऑफ अ बॉय बैंड. और Fangirls इंटरनेशनली बहुत पावरफुल ग्रुप है ऑफ पीपल, ऑफ यंग पीपल. सो ये म्यूजिकल वॉज क्रिएटेड टू हाईलाइट दैट एंड टू से टू शो द पावर एंड the real social responsibility that a lot of people who are in fandoms give themselves. And so fandom is what you call a group of people who are fans of something very specific. So Fangirls itself has a fandom, but you'll find lots of, you know, boy bands, movies, things like that have fandoms. So this show is about the power of a fandom, the power of young people, and it's just presented in a really beautiful way that's relatable to young audiences, that has great music. So it's like a really, really fun night out, but it also brings some, you know, heavier topics to discussions such as like who we are, where we belong, that sort of bigger question, but presented in like a really fun format.
तो ये भूमिका निभाने के लिए आपको क्या खास मेहनत करनी पड़ी?
हाँ, singing training, always. मैं खूब बहुत सिंगिंग ट्रेनिंग करती हूँ और बेसिक स्टेज एक्टिंग रिक्वायर्स बहुत फिजिकल प्रेपरेशन. जस्ट बिकॉज द स्टेमिना रिक्वायर्ड इज वेरी हाई फॉर थिएटर जॉब्स. सो अदर देन दैट इट्स बेसिकली मेमोराइजिंग द स्क्रिप्ट, लर्निंग द म्यूजिक एज वेल. वी हैव द स्कोर्स. सो या इट्स ऑल ऑफ दैट स्टफ लीडिंग अप टू द रिहर्सल.
ओपेरा हाउस में आपको परफॉर्म करना है, ये जब तय हुआ तो आपकी क्या भावनाएं थी? आपको कैसे लगा? अब कैसे लग रहा है?
I was just shocked and surprised and excited. I mean, it's the Opera House, so I just never thought that I would get to perform there. So it was very special finding out. And actually, when I found out that I got the part, I was in Sydney and I was at Circular Quay. And I got the email from my agent and I looked up and there was the Sydney Opera House and I was like, oh my God.
तो आपने जैसे कहा कि आपके परिवार ने भी आपको एक कलाकार बनाने के लिए बहुत पहले से मेहनत करना शुरू किया था, उनकी क्या भावनाएं थी जब उन्हें पता चला कि आप ओपेरा हाउस में परफॉर्म कर रही हैं?
Oh, they were both so excited. I mean, they're just the best, most supportive parents in the world. And, you know, they've always wanted this for me and wanted me to be happy and wanted me to do what I loved. So I'm so, so grateful for my mama and dada.
जिन छोटे बच्चों को इस क्षेत्र में करियर करना है, उन्हें और उनके माता-पिता को आप क्या संदेश देना चाहेंगी?
I would say, as best as you can, try and enroll in some classes. I think that was the thing that did it for me, was not just having different types of training in singing, acting and dancing, having different types of teachers, but also getting to make a community for myself, full of people who wanted the same things that I did. And whether that's theater or whether that's film, whether you want to be a writer or a director, a songwriter, there are free classes and paid classes or teachers you can go to. There's probably some things at your school that offers like classes like this. So the first thing I'd say is just like immerse yourself in a community that cares about it as much as you do and cares about learning more about how to make it the best industry it can be. So for me, that was definitely the thing that continued to pique my curiosity about what being a performer could be on stage and on screen. But to the parents, I'd say, like, more and more recently, being in the arts has become a more viable career because of social media and because of streaming services and things like that. So we're getting a lot more opportunities. There are more opportunities for people who put in the work to actually make careers out of performance. Like, some, for some people, it can be more than just a hobby, and we're seeing more of that as, you know, as the years go on.
आपकी आवाज इतनी मधुर है, आप किसी भी गीत के कुछ बोल हमें सुना सकती हैं?
मैं अगर कहूँ तुम सांसे कायनात में नहीं है कहीं, तारीफ ये भी तो सच है कुछ भी नहीं।
वाह, क्या बात है मनाली, आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। आज इतनी सारी बातें आपने हमारे साथ की, आपके आने वाले सभी परफॉर्मेंसेस के लिए हमारे तरफ से बहुत सारी शुभकामनाएं।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी।